producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys. Well, you know, I haven't really talked much about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's because I talk about, you know, breasts all the time, and I talk about my breasts all the time on the show, that all of a sudden we have the month of October, and I'm always fearful that I'm going to scare listeners away, you know, bouncing around the topic over and over and over again. But it's still very, very important, all right? And, you know, we're going to just, you know, spend a little bit of time talking about some statistics, but even more so, which I think is going to be more fun, is I want you guys to post, guys and girls, post, okay, your breast cancer mammogram or exam selfie. So, for example, and again, rated G. So, if you went in, you guys have all seen me and my mammogram picture, right? It was rated G. You couldn't see anything, probably because, you know, the camera wasn't pointed to my feet, but you couldn't see the breasts at all. And I took a picture of me getting my mammogram, or I took a picture of me going to the doctor and at the doctor, and I have that on my Twitter, I have that on my Facebook, and, you know, it shows it's easy. I have no problem whipping them out for them to be examined for, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and just in general to make sure I'm going to live another day. So I want you ladies out there, all right, rated G pictures, okay, that if you are going to the doctor or getting your mammogram done or whatever, shoot a picture, send it to me. We're going to put it on the website. All right, if you want to black out your face, you can. Keep it covered. We don't want to see any breasts. We just want to see the fact that we have all these women all over the country, world, getting their mammograms done. I know some of you are like, wait, but I did my mammogram in June. But fine. Send us that picture. Nobody knows if you did it this month or not. We're raising awareness this month. Now, the men are like, wait a second. She said men. Men have breasts. They do. So any of you guys examining yourself, if you want to post a selfie of men doing self-breast exams, that would be way cool. You know, guys, listen, okay? No, guys, listen. Guys, listen. Guys, okay. Many of you guys want to get the babes, right? And I've talked to you about how to get the babes. And I got to tell you, a breast cancer awareness selfie, that is going to skyrocket your Facebook and your Twitter likes. And don't be making fun of it. We are not doing this in jest. This is some serious stuff here. Okay, guys get breast cancer. Tom, are you doing a breast selfie as we speak? Yeah, see?
I'm always doing breast selfies. You can ask my coworkers; they get them all the time.
Excellent, see? And not just a rubbing the nipple with your eyes rolling to the back of your head. We don't want that, okay?
Well, if it's covered, though, I mean, that it counts.
Yeah, we just want it to look like you guys are examining yourself. Even if you're checking under your arm for axillary nodes, this is easy. Okay, let's say, all right, one of you wants to know, what if you shave your chest? Shaving your chest is all a part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Lord knows I had to shave my chest before my mammogram, so that's fine. That'll count. But something, and you know what? Even if you want to do a selfie that has you next to one of the beautiful little pink ribbons. You know, I was watching Nick LaGrange on Fox 5, and he had an umbrella because it's raining. We got some rain in Las Vegas. Temperatures dropped to the 80s today. I know, we're like freezing. My husband got me hot cocoa and everything. We're like, you know, in shock right now. But he was holding an umbrella with a pink ribbon. anything you guys, and I'm not saying guys are doing this for the babes, but I realize a lot of men are motivated by sex. And maybe you guys showing support of women when it comes to breast cancer awareness may actually be what allows you to finally touch a breast. And again, you know, I mean, you know, you all had moms. Didn't you all have moms? And weren't you always worried about, you know, if they were getting checked and, you know, being taken care of? No, I don't think about my mom, you know, and her health. Well, you should call your mom. Tell your mom to go get her, you know, mammogram, ultrasound, 3D mammogram, thermography, whatever she wants to do, MRI. Call your sister. Tell your next door neighbor. You know, a lot of us, we have next door neighbors that are very annoying, all right? And, you know, they're always like, you know, can you please pull your weeds? Can you please pick up the trash? Can you get the garbage can out of the middle of the street? I want you, instead of giving her a hand gesture, say thank you and can you go get your mammogram? All right? And no. It's not, there is nothing that's not, no, do it. Say, and if she's like, oh, what? He goes, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Dolly said we're supposed to tell everybody to go get the mammograms. Okay, I just want to know that you are going to be alive long enough to still yell at me and gripe at me about my weeds and my garbage. And you want to know what? I bet you're going to get a smile out of her. And I know. I don't really make a lot of my neighbors smile. It's just something to think about. All right, you guys got that? Okay, I want the selfies. Oh, yeah, where do you send the selfies to? Send it to drdahliah.com, okay? drdahliah.com, or doctor spelled out Dahlia, D-O-C-T-O-R, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H, at hotmail.com, or you can post them on your Facebook, tag me, or post it on your Twitter. All right, and then let me know, so then, because I'm going to kind of make a website picture of everybody's mammogram selfies and breast exam selfies. I think that is something that is way, way cool. And again, you can become famous, right? Why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One thing I've never, ever done is taken an IQ test or a test to see if I belong in Mensa. I know some of you guys are like, well, there's a no duh right there. But I don't know. I always thought I was a pretty smart, you know, chica. And so I consider myself pretty smart. So we're going to be taking a test to see if any of us really belong in Mensa when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you guys just sent me a picture. Come on, people. I want you to send your mammogram rated G picture, or men, your self-breast exam. And Richard, long-time Facebook buddy, sends me mammograms. And you guys have seen this picture where it's graham crackers, sandwiches, with pink filling and a red dot. So mammogram. No, come on, people. We're trying to be serious here. Okay? It's for breast cancer awareness. Come on. All right, let's talk about how smart we are, okay? They say if you got a big brain It doesn't mean you have big smarts. Remember when we were younger, we were told if you have a wide forehead, it means you're smarter because you have a bigger head? And I have a big, huge head and a big, wide forehead. And I think, you know, my parents just told me that because they didn't want me to feel, you know, out of place, like I stick out. But looks like, no, that's not the case. Researchers examined 148 studies that included more than 8,000 people and found only a weak association between brain size and IQ. They say the presently observed association means that brain volume plays only a minor role in expanding IQ test performance in humans. There is a certain association observable, but brain volume appears to be of only practical relevance. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second here. No, not duh. For years, we've been talking about how our Neanderthal ancestors had smaller brains, which is why we are smarter. You see what I mean? And we've also talked about how as people age and they start to have atrophy and loss of brain volume, they start to forget things, be more inclined to dementia. So we have been talking about brain volume this whole time. Even though you and I know, you know, from a, you know, a basic theoretical foundation standpoint that no, a bigger brain does not mean you're more smart. We talk about losing brain mass, brain atrophy, or the evolutionary changes that have occurred. We've been talking about how there is a relationship to our cognition. But here they're talking about IQ. According to the university news release from the University of Vienna in Austria, they said rather brain structure and integrity appear to be more important as a biological foundation of IQ. They say the researchers noted that men tend to have larger brains than women. Wait, what? Okay, no, but, you know, again, from a human species anatomical standpoint, I could see that. But, they say, okay, this is a big but, there are no differences in overall IQ levels between the genders. All right? So, guys, don't be starting to smack your girlfriend in the face with this article saying, look, all right, you know, this is, you know, we men are smarter. Okay, well, let's just see how smart you are. Let's take a look. I got a test here. Okay, let me see what we got here. Okay, from Daily Mail, has a test, are you smart enough to join Mensa? This is a quiz to see if our IQ measures up against 250 child geniuses. Apparently, Mensa is a society for those with the highest IQs over 132. I've never taken an IQ test. When I was a kid, I wish they did, because I really would have liked to know and brag about it. I think I used to be really smart. And then all of a sudden, you know, things just start to change. And, you know, you start to get goo-goo over boys. And, you know, then you drink a lot of diet soda. And, I don't know, get pregnant a couple times. And you just start to lose brain cells. But anyway. All right. So what they did is they looked at 250 kids under age 12. And this is a quiz to determine if you fall into the top 2% of us who are clever enough to get the recognition of Mensa. I am scared to death to take this test. Oh, boy. Okay, let me see if I could do some of these questions on air. Okay, there is a mini test. It's not going to give us an accurate IQ score, but it's a rough indicator. So, number one, they have in the space provided, place a three-letter word which can be attached to the beginning of the given words to form six longer words. Oh, car, C-A-R. Okay, that's easy. They have the six words are at, A-T, rot, R-O-T, port, P-O-R-T, ton, T-O-N, away, and then pet. So immediately I came up with car, C-A-R, carpet. Wow, maybe I am smart. All right, let's keep this going. Number two, what numbers should replace the question marks in the fourth triangle? Okay, I'd have to show you guys the triangle. This is a math thing. Up at the apex, you got a 220, an 80, and a 37. At the bottom, you got a 216, a 4, a 72, an 8, a 24, 13. They're not Pythagorean triples by any means. All right, that's an easy math question. I could figure that out. That'll do later. How about this one? This I could do on air. What letters should appear next in the sequence? C, H, KPS. Okay, so I would do the ABCs. That's how I figure out. Okay, so you've got ABC, which is 3. Then DEFGH, which is 5. So now it's 3, 5, H. IJK, back to 3. You see that? LMNOP, back to 5. QRS. Okay, and then that's 3, so now what are 5 letters away from S? T-U-V-W-X. The answer would be X. You know, we're pretty smart. Rearrange the letters of tinsel to give 4 other words. What are they? Okay, that's easy. You could do, you know, I don't know. That we could do. What have the following words got in common? Yawn, hurt, loan, army. To me, they're just all 4-letter words. If RM equals 5, if XK equals 13, and JC equals 7, what does SP equal? Okay, well, they obviously have some sort of a number code for the letters, and you just figure out the code. I love this stuff. Maybe I should have been in Mensa. You know, I really should be making more money than I do. Nobody thinks I'm smart. I must be dumber than I look. I think that's what it is. Right? Am I smarter than I look? I don't know, but I really don't look that smart and people don't really take me seriously. Okay, get this one, okay? And so we're taking a test for Mensa. We're seeing if we're good enough for Mensa, and I think we're doing a damn good job. In a supermarket, the first 25 customers of the day purchase an average of 2 items each. After the next 15 customers, the average of items purchased by each customer rose to 8. What was the average number of items purchased by the last 15 customers only? Well, oh, I see. So it's algebra. If the total average came to 8, but they want to know why if you add the first 25 too, that's math, people. That's easy. Okay, so replace the blanks in the sentence with 2 words. The same 9 letters must be used for both words. What are the words? Nothing dirty, okay? The employee's actions blank blank until he was caught on security camera. I'd like to use Obamacare as one of the words. Does that 9 letters? Obamacare? Replace the vowels in each group of letters to form 6 connected words. I'll let you guys do that on your own. On each row, place a letter that can be substituted for the second letter of the words either side. I got to tell you why this test would be hard, I think, for a lot of us, is don't give me long questions. And I don't have attention deficit, but I do start to, like, want to jump to the question. I don't want to finish reading the question. So apparently you got to do something with both sides of words. Looks easy to me. Use the letters given to complete the star so that 2 5-letter words, 1 4-letter word, and 2 words of the 2 letters can be read. I see. So you got to, it looks like a Jewish star. All right. Yeah, why don't they have any Bible questions? You got to be really smart to know your Bible. Then they have more words with dashes. They have more following the, you know what, guys? Why don't you just go and take this test, okay? And then it'll look at how much, you know what? I don't even need the answers. I know I'm smart. Thank you. You know, they say Einstein, by the way, he was a member of Mensa. They think his IQ was 160. I'd like to know who Mensa was and if Mensa was the one that made the test. You know, I mean, if I made a Dahlia test, I would have a perfect score. So maybe we should form a group instead of Mensa, Dahlia. And, you know, we'll say it'll get you good jobs. It'll get you scholarships. It'll get you babes. And you have to pass the Dahlia test. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, for those of you who are like chemistry experts, we got the chemical equation of super glue. This is pretty cool for us chemistry geeks. All right, and sleep. How much sleep do you really need? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I do not like to be critical of any product, okay? I think it's wrong to, you know, insult a product on the show. But I have got to tell you guys that I am sick and tired of my iPhone charger starting to fray at the corner and the wire exposes. Why can't a multi-billion dollar company like Apple, with all their iPhone 3, 4, 5S, 6S, Super Size 6, whatever the hell they have, come up with a charger that doesn't start to fray and expose the wires, because I currently have no iPhone charger, and I have approximately, because the iPhone battery stinks, 2 hours left on my iPhone for the rest of the day until I could get out of work and go and get an iPhone charger. And again, if any of you guys work at Apple, mind you, I am an Apple customer, but for the love of the Lord, quit selling these cheap but piece of crap fraying whatever the hell dissolving, disintegrating iPhone chargers. Make a damn good product, and I'll talk more positively about the product. Just because I use the iPhone doesn't mean I'm happy, because I'm stuck right now in some sort of a contract. Okay? Fix the charger, and I'll renew my contract. Okay? Capiche? Thank you. Really quickly here, I have an email from Tyre. He writes, this is good, guys. This is good. My kid is stupid, he writes. No joke. He doesn't have a disability, but just does and say stupid things. He's 10, and he writes, I don't think he'll grow out of it. If he keeps this up, he'll be on unemployment for life. Any smart classes out there for kids? All right, I wish you guys could call in, because I'd love to, and I know many times you guys listen when I'm not live, because I'm live every morning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, because I kind of want to know what stupid things are they doing. Okay, and you know, all kids do stupid things. Okay, I mean, we all do. We'll shove remember Light Bright? Remember that game Light Bright in the 70s? All right, it was so awesome. You had this black piece of paper, and you would put it behind this machine, and then you would take pegs and put the pegs in there. Then you turn on the light, and it was, I loved Light Bright, okay? But every now and then, somebody would stick a Light Bright in their nose or in their ear. Again, the parents would call us stupid, and, you know, the neighbor's parents would call us stupid, and, you know, everybody got spanked and whatever. But, you know, when your kid does something stupid, ask them. You know, the big thing we parents do is we yell. And if you go, why did you stick the Light Bright thing in your ear? And if they go, because my ear was itchy, that doesn't mean they're stupid. That means they're pretty damn smart. Okay? Their ear was itchy, and they figured out how to use a tool to scratch the canal and get rid of the itch. Now, it's dangerous, but the kid's logic, the kid's intelligence is there. And then you go, you don't want to put that in your ear, because then you have to go to the ER, and now we got to try to take out a Light Bright from your ear. I know a lot of you guys are like, what's a Light Bright, huh? Man, Dolly is old. Not old. Really, they don't have Light Bright anymore? All right. So, you know, for example. Okay, I told you, one of my kids, one of the stupidest things he did was he was making hot chocolate. I told you guys this. And he should have been old enough to know better. And he just stuck the little packet of hot cocoa powder in the microwave. And he thought, miraculously, there would be a cup and then hot chocolate. Okay, and I did make it very clear to him that that was a stupid thing to do. But you see what I did? I didn't call him stupid, okay? I said what he did was stupid. Now, kids may not understand that, okay? And so you got to be very, very careful. But I was mad because, you know, the house almost went on fire, and I'm like, what, really? Duh, duh. All right, so what do you do with something like that? Well, you go, okay, look, you know, what were you trying to do? Just tell me. Well, I was trying to make hot chocolate. Okay, now what does hot chocolate come, you know, walk them through. What does hot chocolate usually get served in? A cup. So where do you think the cup comes from? Oh, the cupboard. Okay, all right, and then let's open up the package. How do you think this becomes hot, liquidy chocolate? Oh, you got to add water. Okay, and then you teach them no foil in the microwave, because it'll, you know, blow up the place. Okay, so we taught them that. And so sometimes kids just need to be taught once. Now you'll have your kids say stupid things, okay? You know, we sometimes have this in our house where one kid is getting yelled at and is about to get his grounding, okay? Something taken away, he's about to get his punishment, okay? You would think the other brother would be smart enough to lay low. Instead, they pipe in and they say something that just inflames the situation. And now both parents look at the next kid. Okay, if I was a parent, I would be worried about that other kid. Because you're like, don't do that. Didn't you ever watch The Apprentice and Trump? You start to talk when you're not supposed to. Trump turns around and fires you. You lay low. You listen. You observe. What was that famous quote where a foolish man speaks where a wise man listens? A foolish man will speak and speak and speak for hours each day on a radio show and speak and speak and speak. And yet you guys are the wise men. You guys are listening. All right? So you want to teach your kid lay low. Okay? Just listen and observe. And then if you want to say something and you want to jump in, I used to always do that. My sister would be getting her butt chewed out. My brother, they'd be getting in trouble. And I would be like, and by the way, they also did this and they did this. I was the worst little kid. And then my parents were like, really? Really? You want to be a part of this punishment? Really? I was helping you. We don't need your help. You're grounded too. No. So, yeah, you know, a lot of us, there are no smart classes, but what you need to do is you need to teach them. If the kid is, you know, running around playing with matches, teach the kid about matches. Teach your kids what they're used for, why they're used, why you need to save them, all right, and why they're dangerous, right? And teach the kids that if they play with matches without your supervision or at all, bad things are going to happen, either from you or from nature. And then you have to also be smarter than the kid. A lot of us parents are not smarter than our kids. I'm not. I am not smarter than my kids. No, I thought I was. Okay, until the first time they lied. Until the first time they did something under my nose. And I was like, whoa. I didn't think of that. I mean, I thought as a kid I did everything, you know, sly and sneaky, and I thought I knew all the ins and outs. These kids are smart. They know how to change their school grades. They know how to hack into things. They know how to manipulate mom over dad. My kids already know the art of manipulating. They can manipulate me easy. You know, my kid doesn't want to go to school. Does he say tummy ache? No, he doesn't say tummy ache. What he says is, Mom, I'm having pain in McBurney's point in my right lower quadrant. Really? You're lying. No, Mom, I looked it up. I've been in pain for hours, so I looked it up because I didn't want to wake you, and I can't go to school. I have pain in McBurney's point. Now, you know, I'm like, okay, well, then you know that I got to now take you to the hospital. So will you let me examine you? And then I examine you, and, you know, he doesn't even know what the hell McBurney's point is. He thinks it's his elbow. So they're smart. Okay, so what am I trying to say? Your kids are smarter than you think. Okay? They're smarter than you think. And what you need to do is you are going to be the one that's have to administer the class. Okay? And you're the one that's going to have to teach them, look, this is how you do it. This is what you lay low. You say this. You do this. And by the way, if your kids don't make mistakes, they never learn. Sometimes they need to mess up. And when they mess up, they learn sometimes the best from that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Send us your mammogram pics or you're on your way to the doctor for breast cancer awareness, right, getting your mammogram or ultrasound or whatever. I don't even care if you're in the waiting room. Okay, send us your pics because we are trying to raise awareness for breast cancer. And guys, if you're doing self-breast exams to check yourself, send me those pics too. Please keep them clean. Rated G pictures. So I can post them on the website. Send them to us on Facebook or Twitter or at drdahlia.com. I talk about the hunter and gatherer days a lot because I don't really know much about the Adam and Eve, right, time. But, you know, hunters and gatherers, I think we got a little bit more data. And we always talk about, well, you know, this is how our bodies were designed because, you know, you would hunt and you would gather and you would, you know, eat and you would sleep. Well, apparently they are looking at the way our ancestors, I guess, slept and worked. And we've thought that it's our society that seems to, you know, be messy with our sleep. And the reason why we get up at 6 in the morning is because of the alarm clock or society, etc. I personally think it's the sun. All right. I think everything is all, you know, based on where you live and the sun rising and the sun setting, etc. All right. But it appears that our ancestors may not have been getting the doctor recommended 8 hours of sleep either. So even though we think we're really behind and we're doing bad for ourselves because of all the technology, etc., they didn't really sleep real long periods of time back then either. This is a very intriguing study being posted by the Washington Post and published in the Current Biology this week. Researchers traveled to remote corners of the planet to scrutinize the sleep patterns of some of the world's last remaining hunter-gatherers, the Hadza of Tanzania, the San of Namibia, and the Tsimain of Bolivia. They don't have electricity, they don't have media or other distractions, and they are basically pre-industrial societies. They think these guys are thought to experience the same sort of natural sleep that ancient humans enjoyed more than 10,000 years ago. Now, located in this little woodland savanna habitat 2 degrees south of the equator, the Hadza, they gather their wild food each day. The San, they say, are not migratory, but interact with, you know, very little with other villages and live as hunter-gatherers. And then the Tsimain live close to the Manaki River, are hunter-horticulturists. Now, they used ActiWatch 2 devices, all right, which is like a Fitbit. And researchers recorded the sleeping habits of 94 of these tribes people and ended up collecting data representing 1,100 days. What they found was a striking uniformity in their sleep patterns despite the geographic isolation. On average, all three groups slept a little less than 6.5 hours a night. But, and I was going to say, okay, then they must take naps. They said no. They do not take naps. And they do not go to sleep when it's dark. Like many of us, the Hadza, San, and Tsimain spend more time than that in bed, from 6.9 to 8.5 hours than actually sleeping, which computes to a sleep efficiency of only 81 to 86%, which is very similar to today's industrial population. So see what they're saying? We think we can't sleep well because of everything going on with light and, fluorescent bulbs and, you know, the cats and dogs and domesticated pets and whatever. No, they're still waking up too. Jerome Siegel, director of the University of California, UCLA Center for Sleep Research, and his colleagues explained that this suggests that sleep may not be environmental or cultural, but central to the physiology of humans living in the tropical latitudes where our species evolved. The short sleep in these populations, he says, challenges the belief that sleep has been greatly reduced in the modern world. This has important implications for the idea that we need to take sleeping pills because sleep has been reduced from its quote-unquote natural level by widespread use of electricity, TV, internet, and so on. Which means if you guys are getting 6 hours of sleep a night, by the time I did not get 6 hours of sleep, I got about 5 hours sleep, we shouldn't be tired, and we shouldn't be complaining, and we shouldn't be reaching for the Ambien. The findings call into question the untold millions they say that have been spent on research and tries to get to the bottom of why short sleepers only get about 6 hours of sleep a night, and the idea that lack of sleep may be a big reason why obesity, mood disorders, and other physical and mental ailments have surged in recent decades. All right, so the other thing, too, is I thought that it was natural for people to take a siesta, need sleep. They found that when they looked at the sun, group, no afternoon naps during I could not go 210 days without a nap. But there were some naps. I'm sorry. Just talk about a nap. I'm ready for nap. I think it's very psychological. 10 naps in 364 days, similar to the other tribes. All right, so what does that mean? Oh, here's another fascinating finding they said. Had to do with the circadian rhythm related to sunlight. Instead of going to sleep at dusk, the hunters and gatherers sleep in an average of 2.5 to 4.4 hours after sunset. That makes sense. Because once it gets dark, the hormones don't get released right away. Your melatonin gets released later. So they didn't really fall asleep until about an average of 4 hours after sunset. All three tribes had little small fires going, but the light itself was much lower than you would get from an average 60-watt bulb. They did have a tendency to wake around sunrise an hour before or an hour after, depending on the season and the group. Yeah, I think the average person does fall asleep after nightfall. Because remember, when the sun sets, it's still kind of light outside, and you're still kind of trying to get your, melatonin going and all that. All right. So, I think that's all I'm going to say on this. But I still want you guys to sleep an average of 7 to 9 a day. That's just me. But if you guys don't want to, I can't force you to do anything. All right? I mean, I'm not even getting that kind of sleep. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's this, Hold on. I wanted to show you what was so exciting about super glue. Hold on, let me see if it'll post. All right, here we go. This is kind of very interesting. They look at the complex chemistry of super glue. Apparently super glue, which a lot of us have used on wounds, which, by the way, I'd rather you guys use Dermabond because it's been tested and sterile, but a lot of you guys put super glue on your wounds. They say the reason why it is so sticky is for cyanoacrylate, okay? It is a very, very sticky. It reacts with water, even minutes of vapor, and then it becomes a polymer. It is different from other glues, which form a bond as the solvent they are carried evaporates. Super glue is very, 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 very sticky. And when you look at the chemical composition, it's kind of cool. It has some water, has some carbon, nitrate, you got some triple bonds, some trivalent bonds, some, I forgot what the double bonds are. It's been a while since I've been in chemistry. But anyway, these cyanoacrylates or acrylates were discovered in World War II. They were searching for gun sight plastics that stick to everything and then discard. They say the cyanoacrylates are rediscovered during research looking for polymers for jet canopies. I'm trying to read this. The font is really small. By 1958, their potential is finally released, and they say the cyanoacrylates are developed into a glue, which eventually becomes available commercially in 1958. And then other manufacturers follow suit. So that's a brief history of super glue. I can't say a lot of our modern things, you know, that we have now, we credit to, World War I, World War II, especially World War II. So a lot of cool stuff. So it reacts with water, and then it initiates a reaction. And it could pick up any of the water on your skin, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Paper. Turkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.